Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show where we talk about a game that's coming out or has just come out. My name is Ben.
And my name is Ashton.
Ashton, what have you been playing today?
I've played some Splatoon 3. But yes, I've been playing some this morning. Man, I suck at it.
Yeah.
I'm so bad.
Is the footage of you sort
just
of...
losing.
You can't see how cross you are,
yeah.
But you can feel.
I was playing it in the office this morning and I was just silently swearing to myself every now and then because I keep losing games and I was like, damn it, why am I so bad at this game? But I suck at multiplayer games and this one is no different. I also suck at this game.
Okay. So. But can you tell me what it's like?
What's it about?
What's going on? These squid children?
Yes, the squid children are still squidding about.
Yes.
You are in a kind of like a little city. I can't remember what the city is called. Like maybe like Splat City or something along those lines.
Yeah, New York Squiddy.
New York Splatty. And you basically have to do PvP with paint. Occasionally there's like splat fests and there's like events going on. Like when I loaded up the game after I did the tutorial, I basically like sat through like three like continuous news things that were telling me about events that are happening or are about to happen. I think there's a splat fest literally this weekend, which is basically like a big team event. So you pick a team. I think their current one is if you're going to Desert Island, what would you take? Gear, grub, or... like entertainment. I can't remember what the third
thing is.
And then you pick a team, whatever you would take with you. And then you all just fight on your team. And then I guess a team wins at the end of Splatfest. So that's kind of the event that's happening right now.
Okay.
But you basically just... you're in this like hub world. And I couldn't really figure out what I was supposed to do in said hub world. I think it was just me though. There was like other people's icons, but they weren't like running around. They were just stood there with their like pictures above their heads. So you can draw like a picture message that people can see as they run past your avatar guy, your squid man. And some of them were just like nice drawings. Some of them were like team grub or whatever, whatever team they were. So yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to do in that area really. So I just went and played some games. But have you ever played a Splatoon before?
No, I've not played Splatoon.
So I assume it's all the same through all of the games. But basically you control like the movement with the sticks. You can like look left and right with the sticks, but all kind of the aiming reticle is done purely by motion control.
Okay, so when you're in undocked.
Mode. Yeah, basically. Well, you can do it in docked as well.
Yes, so I assume you can tilt it for like when it's in handheld mode, but not in docked mode, obviously.
Yeah, so you can tilt it in handheld mode like the whole Switch, but then once it's docked, you can... I would recommend using like the like controller thing where you slide the Joy-Cons in.
Right.
But you can just use the Joy-Cons individually in your hands to like move around using your wrists.
Wrists.
But I would recommend not using the individual Joy-Cons because it's quite difficult to like do it with two hands.
Okay.
But yeah, you can do it docked and undocked, which is pretty good.
Right.
And basically, you just shoot your gun or throw your grenade slash ability thing to kill the other team. If you shoot them with enough paint, they die.
Mm-hmm.
Or in my case, if they shoot you with enough paint, I die.
Yeah.
And then you want to get as much of the ground filled with your coloured goop as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
There's like different game modes, but the only one I was able to unlock was like Turf War, which is essentially just get as much paint as you can into the arena. Again, did not win a single game. The closest I came was like 48% to 52%. And I I wasn't sure who was going to win. It still wasn't me.
Yeah.
But basically, the more you play, the more like maps you unlock. So when you first start playing, you just get the same map like over and over again. But then once you've leveled up to, I think, 2 or 3, they start to let you play on more maps so you can play with other people. And you unlock new weapons and stuff. And there's like different ways of playing. So I have to say, actually, this game does not have very many tutorials. Like, I was just figuring things out for myself. Like, I did not know how to change my gun. I didn't know how to activate my special for ages until I was like, oh, is this bar that keeps filling up in the top right-hand corner? Oh, that's my special. And if I press the right stick down, I get a bazooka out. Right. I didn't know that. Nobody told me that's what's happening. Like, the tutorial at the beginning is like, here's the basic controls of you to turn into squid mode, swim through your own paint, and then shoot and look around. Well, like the basic tutorial. Mm-hmm. And then everything else, I was just trying to figure it out. I was like feeling it out with my own hands.
Right.
But yeah, so you unlock more stuff, more like play styles and stuff with the weapons. So you've got like a roller that you use more like close combat stuff. And then you've got like a sniper mechanic kind of thing. So there's different ways of playing for different people. And you don't really get to like exchange what kind of grenade comes with those. So if you want the roller, you can't have like the sticky grenade, you have a different thing, and your special is like a crab thing.
Right.
Again, just a crab with a gun on the front.
Lovely.
That shoots paint out of it.
That's fun.
Simple as. But yeah, like there was different things that I just had no idea what I was doing, and I just felt like, 'cause I don't understand what's going on. Why does everyone keep using these special abilities? How do they keep doing these? Just nobody told me how to do it. But yeah, the more you unlock, the more maps and stuff. So it kind of, the more you play, the more you'll definitely be able to explore a bit more in the world and kind of the areas and stuff. But yeah, I have enjoyed it. I am bad at it.
Yes.
So I probably won't play very much because I will get frustrated very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're good at like PvP, like shooty games, and you've got a Switch, then I can't see why you wouldn't enjoy this.
Okay.
Colourful. You can get some cool like gear as you go on. You can change your nameplate. So yeah, it's decent.
I've got two questions for you.
Yes.
Firstly, how did you find the matchmaking? Because obviously this game is going to attract people of all ages and skill bases. Did you feel like you were being fairly match-made right at the beginning? Or would you rather have been put in sort of the baby class with literal children?
I would have rather been in the baby class. I don't feel like I was given much of like a easing in kind of situation. I think the first game I played, everyone on my team seemed to be pretty new because we all had the same like slogan.
Right.
I hadn't even been allowed to put my name in yet. Still had player name as my name for the first game. And the other team seemed a little bit more put together.
Okay.
And we got our asses wiped. What's the word?
Beat.
Yeah. Sorry.
They came over. They offered a little wet wipe.
They gave me a Kleenex and sorted me out.
I'll sort this out.
Yeah, sorry.
it got really weird.
Yeah. Anyway, they didn't wipe our asses.
They wiped the floor with us.
Yeah. Basically, you know what I mean.
I do.
They beat us really bad. And even like I'm like level 3 now. Mm. I don't know what level other players are, but it definitely puts up there higher level than me. So I don't know how well the matchmaking is done, but it didn't feel particularly balanced at the beginning.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And second question, as someone who, because you haven't played the other Splatoon games.
I have not.
Either. So this was your first experience.
Yes.
Obviously the matchmaking is sort of tangentially related or tied into that, but how would you, in sort of a sentence, how would you recommend it to other people who are perhaps looking at getting into Splatoon for the first time?
I think it's as good of a starting point as any. I think people are playing this game. I don't know how many people are still playing 1 or 2.
Mm.
So people are playing this one, and if you're looking to get into it, probably start now, because if you wait too long, everyone's going to be really good. It's already been a week and I'm already feeling like left behind. So I'd recommend getting into it now if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon it's, like I said, good a place to start as the first two. So just hop on in. Give it a try. Get your ass wiped.
It's a unique opportunity, yeah. And it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Nintendo for providing a code, mm-hmm, for Splatoon 3, and also some wonderful merchandise that was modelled on our social media by myself last week. And Splatoon 3 is available right now on, mm-hmm, Nintendo Switch. Go check it out. You got a quip?
Oh, no. Splatoon 3, more like... Splatoon, please stop killing me. I just want to use my special.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Splatoon 3, more like Splatoon Wii.
Yeah, like you're sliding along.
Because they're having so much fun sliding along the ink.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good.
That's the quip.
Nice.
Thank you for watching/listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.